This is my Bible. I am what it says I am. I can do what it says I can do. I can have what it says I can have. Today, I will be taught the word of faith. I boldly confess that my mind is alert, my heart is receptive, and I will never be the same. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. All right, y'all doing okay this morning? Y'all awake? You're doing better than ever? That's right. That's right. Y'all awake? Y'all ready? Right. Okay, good. Let's do it. All right, so I have a question for you. Anybody besides me ever made the comment that I'll be glad when this day is over? No? Okay, all right. So I'm not the only one. Bless the Lord. You know, if somebody else called my name one more time, right? I'm like, okay, if you don't leave me alone, right? Some days, you know, you just have to deal with the negativity of people. Sometimes you have to deal with the backstabbing of people, the triflingness, I made up my own word, of people. They could sometimes just drain your energy, right? And you're like, God, just give me some strength for this day because I'm about to lose it, right? Well, I'm here to remind you that there is strength for your day, okay? God has given you strength for your day. So there are days, you know, where you have to really sometimes just make life-changing or life-altering decisions, and you just need help. You need wisdom. Okay, which way should I go? So I'm going to show you in the book of Deuteronomy today that God has given you his strength today. So in the book of Deuteronomy, chapter 33, before his death, Moses gathered the 12 tribes of Israel together, and he began to speak a blessing or prophesy over them. And so for the sake of time, I'm going to read just verse 25. So in your leisure or during your devotion time, I encourage you to read chapter 33. It's really some good information and some good blessings that belong to the believer in that chapter. So Deuteronomy chapter 33 and verse 25, it's on the screen. It says, your sandals shall be iron and bronze. As your days, so shall your strength be. So the scripture is showing us that God is going to give us enough strength in the day to help us through the challenges or whatever arises in our day. The Amplified version of that verse says, and as your days are, so will your strength, your rest, and your security be. So God is telling us that I'm going to give you strength, rest, and security for your days. So no matter what you're going through, it's going to be enough strength for you to get through whatever it is. You're going to be able to rest and not be shaken because you understand that God's got you. Amen? So whatever comes up, don't worry. Don't be frazzled. Don't lose faith. Don't give up because God is going to give you a day filled with strength, rest, and security. Amen? No matter what's on your agenda, it could be a lot. It could be like, you know, you may have like one of those days where it's more than 24 hours in that day. But guess what? God says, I got you. Whatever comes up to your surprise, it's never going to surprise God, but it may surprise you. God's telling you today, I got you. All the favor you need, all the wisdom you need, it is yours today. So rest in knowing whose arms that you're in. Amen? So one of the things I love about God is that he is so faithful to make sure that we are equipped to come out on top. Would you agree that he always provides the tools necessary for the journey that we need? Amen? He always gives us what we need. So the scripture shows us that your sandals shall be of bronze and iron. So God is saying, I'm going to give you some hard shoes because sometimes the roads you may have to travel may be hard. So you got to have the right equipment or the proper shoes to be able to trample over whatever comes your way. How many of you know that you can't wear flip-flops trying to climb a mountain? Right? You cannot wear flip-flops trying to go up a mountain. Anybody ever go to, you know, maybe an amusement park? You know you have to have a lot of walking to do. You're going to wear the proper shoes because, you know, you don't want your feet hurting after a lot of walking, right? So God is saying no matter what hard thing comes up for you, you're going to have the necessary tools to cause you to be able to handle those hard things. I remember a pastor telling us a long time ago, maybe just told me, I'm not sure, but he said, you know, I didn't wear flip-flops growing up because I always had to fight, and I can't fight in no flip-flops. Anybody ever seen any of those World Star videos of people trying to fight in flip-flops? It didn't turn out too good, right? Okay, I'm crazy. I know it's okay. But you got to make sure you have the proper tools or the proper shoes. You know, think about it. Football players don't wear basketball shoes on a football field. They're going to be sliding all over the place, right? They have to have the proper shoes. When you work out, they have running shoes for those who run. It's not just to get your money. Well, sometimes it is just to get your money. But they have proper shoes for whatever workout you're going to do. So God is saying, just like they have proper shoes for you in the natural, I'm going to give you the shoes you need in the spiritual to make sure that you can handle whatever comes up against you. Amen? So no matter what it is, no matter how difficult a day is, God's saying, I got you. And if we're really honest with ourselves and tell the truth about it, those difficult days, they can be the most defining days in our lives. Right? Some of the most difficult days of our lives is what shaped our character and made us to be who we are today, good or bad. You know, we're either better because of what we went through, or we even found ourselves saying, you know what, I need to deal with this. So we make some life-altering decisions or character changes based on what we've gone through. Either we grow through it, or we find ourselves, you know, being caught captive by whatever we've gone through. We don't know truly how strong we are until our strength has been tested. Amen? So I'm going to give you three ways that our strength is built through today. The first way your strength is built is through resistance. Resistance. We don't grow in comfort. Right? When we're comfortable, we're good. We don't necessarily grow. Why? Because all is well. We're just smooth sailing, right? But we grow stronger when we have to push back the weight that is coming against us. Anybody ever weight trained with some weights? It don't always feel good pushing that weight away, especially when you're on rep 12 or 15 and you're about at failure and the trainer says, give me five more. The devil is But what is it doing? It's making you stronger, right? So whenever you push back that thing, it's making you stronger. So no matter what resistance comes against you, when you resist that thing, it's going to make you stronger, man, because while I'm fighting against it, I'm not letting it take me down. I'm growing stronger through this resistance, amen? So no, it doesn't feel good. And yeah, it may be unfair what you went through, but guess what? It's making you stronger. We don't always understand why we go through certain things we go through. But guess what? God says, if you're in it, you can handle it. I'm giving you the strength for today. Amen. So the second way our strength is built is through the word release. The first way was resistance. The second way is release. It takes strength to move away from the past. Sometimes you just have to release something that has happened to you or somebody who may have hurt you. And that is not an easy thing to do sometimes because you have to really sit there and be like, wow, deal with the emotional hurt that you dealt with. You know, you have to really sit there and face the pain that you went through. I'm like, you know what? Am I going to stay here and wallow in it, or am I going to grow and move on from it? So sometimes releasing something causes you to really grow stronger because, you know what? I can do this. I don't have to depend on that person. I don't have to rely on that person anymore. I can make it with God on the inside of me. So sometimes releasing something or someone and just allowing yourself to heal makes you stronger. Amen? So we grow stronger through resistance, through release, and then we also grow stronger through remaining. Sometimes you just got to stick it out. You know, that job that you hate going to every day, and God has you there for a reason. You're not quite sure what that reason is right now, but God says you're here for a purpose, so you cannot just up and move. Why? Because you don't have that green light, even though you want to quit, but God's saying, not yet. You're like, why? God said you're there for a reason. And you may not see it all fully being exposed to you right now, but the longer you sit there and confront it and pray about that thing, God will then begin to reveal to you why he has you there. So sometimes our strength comes through remaining. Amen? Our strength comes through three ways. What were they? Resistance, release, and remaining. Amen? So no matter what the avenue comes, just know that we have strength for today. Why? Because God has given us his strength. Amen? So how do we maximize on this strength or make the most of this day that God has given us that is filled with strength, rest, and security? I have 3 points today. That's big for me, right? I usually have like one, sometimes two, but I'm growing. No, I'm playing. I'm playing. No. I'm playing. That was a joke, like seriously. Okay, but I have 3 points. But I am excited that they have alliteration. Did y'all notice my R's? Y'all notice that? Okay, here we go. So my points have alliteration too. The PPs, all right? I'm playing. All right, let's do this. Okay. The first way that we're going to maximize on this strength is we have to have the proper perspective, all right? We got to have the proper perspective. And having the proper perspective is very important Because your perspective or how you see things ultimately helps you decide how you're going to start or approach anything that comes up throughout that day. So let's just say as you wake up and it's raining and it's cold, and your perspective is, it's cold and it's raining, I'm staying inside. If I go outside, my hair is going to get messed up. I don't have no umbrella. I don't want to fool with all that. But you don't look at the fact that the rain is there for a purpose. I never see the purpose in the rain. But it's there for a purpose. Why? It's growing the crops. You know, those farmers, they depend on those things to help their crops grow, right? But if your perspective is always how you're losing in it, then you're never going to move forward in what God wants you to do because you see it as a loss to you. So your perspective has got to be a God perspective. Amen? So let's read Matthew chapter 6 and verse 34. And it says, this is a Message Bible, and it says, give your entire attention to what God is doing right now, and don't get worked up about what may or may not happen tomorrow, because tomorrow's a whole other day, right? But God will help you deal with whatever hard things come up when the time comes. So it says, give your entire attention to what God is doing right now. So right now, you know, it may not feel good, but guess what? He's strengthening me. Right now, God is moving where? On your behalf. So you're going to do everything you can to keep that river flowing because I don't want to mess up what God is doing, right? So I'm going to have a proper perspective. Right now, I can complain, but I'm going to praise instead of complain because it could be a lot worse. So the proper perspective is, you know what, God, I see what you're doing. Yeah, I may not have all the things that I pray for, but I have a roof over my head. I have, you know, I have clothes on my back. I have food on my table, somebody that loves me. So the proper perspective is I can complain, but I won't. Right? So because right now, with the proper perspective, even if it looks dark and gloomy, your future really does look bright. And God does have a plan for your life. Amen? Jeremiah 29:11 says that he has plans to prosper us and to give us a hope and a future. So that's where our perspective is. Yeah, it may not be where I want it to be right now, but it will not always be this way. Amen? A God perspective looks through the impossibility and asks, what can I do with what I have right now? What can I do with what I have right now? If I can begin to sow with what I have right now, God is able to take what's in my hands and cause me to live beyond my natural ability and my natural capacity. Why? Because when I give to God with my hands, I'm now in covenant with him, and everything I need, he begins to provide for me. Amen? But again, it's the proper perspective. If I say it's not enough, then I won't give. But no, if I give him what I have out of the good heart, God can bless it and cause it to be more than what I ever need. Amen. If I can just begin to see things with the right perspective, God will put you in places that you never thought was possible. Yes, your business really can produce over $1 million in profits each year if you saw that with the right perspective. Not my little business, my little small business. How does that sound? That's not the right perspective, right? No, I have a blooming business that God has already caused me to be spoken of in places I'll never, ever go. Why? Because I have the right perspective. You know, you can get the promotion without having a degree with the right perspective. And you can wake up every day with joy and peace with the right perspective. Why? Because the joy of the Lord, what, is my strength. Right? But it's all about having the right perspective. And when you have a God perspective, you are reminded that you always operate from a position of victory. A God perspective, according to Romans 8:28, tells me that we know that all things work together for good to those who love God, to those who are called according to his purpose. So it doesn't matter what's going on. I know one thing is working for my good. It may be turning out bad for them, but guess what? I'm not one of them. I'm God's favored. I don't know who you think you are, but I'm God's favorite. You know, so whatever comes my way, it's working for my good. Amen. A God perspective, according to Philippians 4:13, says that I have strength for all things in Christ who empowers me. And this is my favorite part of scripture, that I am ready for anything and I am equal to anything through him who infuses inner strength into me. I am self-sufficient in Christ's sufficiency. So the proper perspective is, no matter how hard it is, it doesn't matter. Why? Because I'm equal to it. It's not above me, but why? Because God's on the inside of me. It won't take me out. Why? Because I'm operating out of the inner strength of God that has already caused me to stand from a place of victory. Are y'all awake this morning? Amen. So God gives us sufficient strength for the day. I see what God wants to do in my life. He has a plan, so I'm going to submit to his plan and not what I think is best. But I'm going to do what God says for my life. Because sometimes we have our own plans. Now, I think I want to do this, but is that what God told you to do? No, but we're going to do what God has planned for our lives. Amen? So that was point number one, a God having a proper perspective. Point number two is make a positive proclamation. We got to make positive proclamations. We must boldly declare God's word no matter what the situation looks like. You know, we have what we say, right? And so many times people discount how much their words really matter in their lives. If you want to see what you've been saying, look at your life. If you've been speaking good things and speaking blessings, that's what you should be experiencing in your life right now, is good things and blessings. Amen? So you have the power to frame and create your day with the words of your mouth. You know, you have to be confident in his ability to bring the word to pass in your life. And when you have a history of God's faithfulness in your life, you protect that with the words of your mouth. You're going to protect that testimony. No, I'm not going to allow myself to say anything awkward or off the wall that is not going to be in line with what God has already said in my life. If you know I want to see God move in my life, guess what? I'm going to keep confessing that God's moving in my life. Amen. I will see God move again in my life. He's moved before. Guess what? He's going to move again. He's helped me before. He's going to help me again. He's strengthened me before. Guess what? He will strengthen me again. He's healed me before. Guess what? He will heal me again. He's blessed me before. Guess what? He will bless me again. Why? Because I'm constantly saying what I want to say in my life. And when you proclaim something, you are communicating what has already been written. So I believe, so therefore I speak. Amen. And when you speak what you believe, if you believe it, you say it. If you believe the Cowboys are going to the Super Bowl, you're going to say the Cowboys are going to the Super Bowl. I'm not a Cowboys fan, so don't look at me like that. I just say because that's what y'all want to hear. You know, I'm not. I mean, I like the sport. I don't have a team. I like players. Okay. So you're not going to get me hemmed up on one team. Then they start losing. Then you try to make excuses for why they're losing. They ain't good. I'm sorry. Okay. But you say what you believe. You know, if you believe you look a hot mess, you're going to say, man, I look a hot mess today. Right? Because that's what you believe. So you say what you believe. You know, if you believe that you're God's apple or God's favorite, that's what you say. That's what I just said a few minutes ago. I know you said that you're God's favorite child. No, I'm God's favorite child. I will fuss you down because I believe that I'm God's favorite child. I know he doesn't have favorites, but to me, I'm his favorite. So whatever you believe, that's what you say. And you have to remember that your tongue is as a pen of a ready writer. It is writing your future. So everything you start releasing in the atmosphere, it is going to start creating. So make sure that you're always creating what you want to see in your life. If you don't want to see lack, don't be saying, dog, I'm tired of being broke. Well, you said it, right? First of all, you said you're tired, and then you said you're broke. That's two wrongs right there. No, I'm strengthened and I'm blessed. Right? So we only say what we want to see in our lives. Death and life is where? In the power of our tongues. Whatever I say, that's what I'm going to have. And I only want to have what God's word says. Amen? So every day you need to declare that I have strength for today. Every day you need to declare that God has a wonderful plan for my life today. Every day you need to declare that God loves me daily with benefits. Every day you need to declare that God does exceeding abundantly above all that I could ever ask or think according to his power that's at work in my life. Every day you need to declare that this is the day that the Lord has made and I will rejoice and be glad in this day. Why? Because I'm making a conscious effort. You know, I'm going to have what I say. I'm going to choose to rejoice and not complain. Amen. I'm going to proclaim the word and not the sickness. I'm going to proclaim the word and not the report of man. I'm going to proclaim the word. Amen. Because when you proclaim the word again, you're only confessing what is written. And God's word is written and it is already proven to work in our lives. Amen. So only confess the word and that's what you'll have in your life. Amen. So point one was what? Having a proper perspective, right? Y'all with me this morning? All right, help them out on the screens. Thank you. Point number two, positive proclamations. And point number three is walk in perpetual provision. Y'all saw the alliteration, right? Okay. So perpetual provision. I could have said continual because perpetual means continual, but I wanted a P. Okay. So perpetual provision. Continual provision is what God always gives us. He's always going to be there to give us what we need. His favor is always at work in our lives. Amen. Why? Because he's faithful like that. Let's read Matthew chapter 6 and verse 25. And I'm almost done, y'all. I didn't give y'all 28 minutes. I left y'all some change on the clock. So y'all can go ahead and beat the line at Bojangles. It should be fresh because it's like 12 o'clock. You know, on Sundays, they try to have that church folks ready like 12 o'clock. No, but okay. Or you go to Piggly Wiggly, they have turkey wings and, okay. But y'all say no. I don't go there either, but I'm saying sometimes them turkey wings be hitting though. Okay. They good, right? Okay, that gravy and some rice. Okay, Matthew 6:25. Okay. Okay. But I got a witness. Y'all like the turkey wings with the rice and gravy? Okay, okay, all right, all right. Okay, collard greens, green beans, or the cabbage? That is why I tell you not to worry about everyday life, okay? Whether you have enough food and drink or enough clothes to wear. Isn't life more than food? Is life more than food? Any foodies in the house? No? Yeah? Okay, all right. I have a witness. But yes, life is more than food and drink, okay? And your body more than clothing. Verse 26, look at the birds. They don't plant or harvest or store food in barns, for your heavenly Father feeds them. And aren't you far more valuable to them than they are? Can all your worries add a single moment to your life? They cannot. Verse 28, and why worry about your clothing? Look at the lilies of the field and how they grow. They don't work or make their clothing. Yet Solomon in all his glory was not dressed as beautifully as they are. And if God cares so wonderfully for wildflowers that are here today and thrown into the fire tomorrow, guess what? He will certainly care for you. So why do you have so little faith? So don't worry about these things saying, what will we eat or what will we drink or what will we wear? For these things dominate the thoughts of who? Unbelievers. But your heavenly Father already knows all your needs. So seek the kingdom of God above all else and live righteously, and he will give you everything you need. Amen. So we have, amen, a promise from God that if we would just do things his way, he said, I'll make sure everything you need is taken care of. So you just keep, you know, living in covenant with him for that proper provision, amen, or that perpetual provision. Because, again, when we are in covenant with God, he will not withhold his hand from us. He will constantly give us what we need, amen. When we are worried about the day-to-day affairs of life, the enemy will try to come in and cause that to be at the forefront of our minds. And that's how people get overwhelmed and just get so discouraged, because when you're overwhelmed, you're consumed with what you see that it's not working or what you see that it's not going right. And the enemy just defeats us that way, or he makes us tired, and then we don't want to operate in this strength because we don't even want to move forward. But that's an attack of the enemy. But again, we must realize that God has already given us everything we need as long as we live our lives righteously before him. And my last scripture is Ephesians chapter 6 and verse 10. And it says, in conclusion, sum it all up, be strong in the Lord, be empowered through your union with him, draw your strength from him, that strength which his boundless might provides. So you be strong in the Lord. You be empowered through that union with him. So you stay in constant communion with him, and he's going to strengthen you day by day. Every day, guess what? I'm waking up. God, I got your strength today. It's not going to beat me down. I'm not going to be worn down. I'm not going to come home tired. No, I'm going to be strengthened to do what you've called me to do. Amen? Because I have his strength at work in our lives. So as you keep the proper perspective, keep positive proclamations, and remain in covenant with God for his perpetual provision, you will have strength for your day. Amen. Put your hands together and give God a praise right there. I pray you are blessed on this morning. Every head bowed, every eye closed, let us pray. Father, we just thank you for this day that you've given us. We thank you, Father God, that we are strengthened for this day. No matter what comes against us, we realize that we are already walking from a place of victory. Yes, weapons may form, but they will not prosper. They will not command our day, but we choose to command our day with praise on today. We thank you, Father God, for every heart that has heard this word today, either in person or online. And we declare, Father God, that the harvest of souls is ready to receive you today as their Lord, their Savior, and their King. If you're here today, maybe in person or watching online, and you have never accepted Jesus into your heart, I want to give you that opportunity today. According to Romans 10:9, it says that if we could confess with our mouth the Lord Jesus, that he was raised from the dead, we shall be saved on today. We just believe, Father God, for those who have never received Christ today, they are going to receive you today as their Lord. you know, receiving Christ is the best thing that we could ever, ever do, because he has committed to help us along the way. So if you're here today and you want to answer the appeal for salvation, there is a connection card in the seat pocket in front of you. And there's also a link in the caption above if you're watching online. So if you also want to answer the appeal for rededication, maybe you've gone this way before, but you find yourself making unwise decisions or doing things that go against God's word, I want to give you the opportunity to get yourself back into position and back in fellowship and back in union with God today, because that's where that strength is, in union with him. So maybe you want to rededicate your life today. You want to just say, Father, I've messed up, but I repent. I ask for your forgiveness. Guess what? He receives you back into the fold. The wonderful thing about rededication is that it never puts you at the back of the line, but it puts you back in line to receive all of God's benefits that he has for your life. Or maybe you're watching today, or you're here and you want to become a part of a great church that will help you along your spiritual journey. We want to be your pastors. We want to have you a part of our family. So if you're here today or you're watching and you're looking for a great church, I want to just suggest and recommend the greatest church on this side of heaven, which is Without Limits today. You know, this church is one of the places where, you know, we're one big happy family. There's no big I's, no little U's, but we're all about kingdom and impacting lives in an amazing way. So if you're watching or if you're here, you want to answer the appeal for salvation, rededication, or for church membership. Again, all you have to do is get the connection card located in the seat pocket in front of you, or by clicking the link in the caption above. What I want us to do together as one big happy family is make this prayer together. You may say, I don't need to pray this prayer, but the person beside you may need to pray this prayer. So let's help the person beside you, and let's pray this prayer together. Repeat after me and say, Father, I come to you asking you to forgive me for sinning against you, a holy God. I know Jesus died and shed his blood just for me. So Jesus, come into my heart, be my Lord, be my Savior, and from this day forward, I'll serve you. Now Satan, I denounce you and every evil work. You have nothing to do with me, and I have nothing to do with you. For Jesus is my Savior, he's my Lord, and I'll always serve him. So Father, we thank you for what you've done in this place today. We thank you for the harvest of souls who have answered your call. We thank you for what you've done. We go forth in your name, in Jesus' name I pray, amen and amen. Give the Lord a hand clap of praise right where you are.